From early on, Governor Bruce Rauner was pretty clear about where he stood on the budget. He was looking for a trade-off, as the new Republican governor in February introduced a proposal that didn't just cut, but slashed state spending. He left open the possibility of a new tax, or a tax hike, with a caveat.
Before revenue should be discussed, reform is essential.
House Speaker Michael Madigan that day was just as upfront about his position. He called Rauner's idea reckless.
I think that the elimination of the deficits will require a blend. Service cuts plus new revenue.
Neither have moved from their positions in the months since, which is what has Madigan and his fellow Democrats in the Senate as well as in the House pushing forward a plan without the GOP. Madigan says the cuts Rauner has proposed would harm Illinois' disabled population, its elderly residents, and would destroy middle-class families. Democrats' $36.3 billion proposal includes smaller spending cuts nearly across the board. Elementary and high school education gets a bump, as does the Department of Corrections. Illinois also has to increase what it puts toward pensions. Madigan is upfront about the plan's obvious drawback.
We will publicly acknowledge that we don't have the money to pay for this budget, that there will be a shortfall in this budget, but we're prepared to work with the governor, negotiate with the governor to raise the money so that there's a balanced budget.
Madigan suggests about $3 billion more is needed. Republicans dismiss that outright. Here's GOP Representative Dwight Kaye of Glen Carbon.
I don't know who in the world would ever consider a tax increase with the accounting system and the budgeting process that you have engaged in here. I mean, this is something a third grader would do.
That was kind compared to the reaction from Governor Rauner's office. His spokesman in a statement said, Speaker Madigan and the politicians he controls are walking away from the negotiating table. Circle back to what Rauner said during his budget address and has repeated since. While he was open to a tax hike, not unless he got so-called reforms through. That turns out to be a multifaceted package that includes making workers' compensation cheaper for businesses, limiting how long legislators can serve in office, limitations on civil lawsuits that can lower defendants' liabilities, a freeze on property taxes, and so on. So far, the couple of Rauner's ideas that have gotten a shake before the legislature were handily rejected. The governor's since put out what he calls compromise versions. Still, Speaker Madigan says it's time for the governor to move on.
What he's attempting to do is to mix apples and oranges. He's attempting to bring these non-budget issues into the budget making. That's where there's a pretty serious difference of opinion between he and I and others in the legislature.
It's an impasse, and both sides appear to be deeply entrenched. Democrats have more than enough members to get a budget through by the end of this month, but it's risky. Already, Rauner is criticizing Democrats as entrenched insiders, as tax and spenders who are at fault for Illinois' troubles. And he's got a huge, blooming campaign war chest he's prepped to use to wage a PR war to get voters on his side. Not to mention, he wrote in a recent newspaper op-ed that he's prepared to keep lawmakers in Springfield in an overtime session if he doesn't get his way with his agenda. To which Madigan says,
you know, issuing threats really is not helpful to this process.
The deadline for a budget is Sunday. After that, it'll take extra votes to pass and take effect. That's not an empty threat. It's in the Constitution. I'm Amanda Vinicky.